In the cutthroat world of publishing, June Hayward watches with barely concealed envy as her Yale classmate Athena Liu basks in literary stardom. While Athena enjoys bestseller status, critical acclaim, and a Netflix deal, June's own career has stalled after her small press folded mid-promotion of her debut novel. Their monthly coffee meetings maintain a facade of friendship, though June knows Athena keeps her around as a harmless ego boost rather than a genuine confidant. Everything changes during a drunken celebration of Athena's latest triumph. In Athena's luxurious DuPont Circle apartment, June discovers the manuscript for Athena's newest work, a historical epic about the forgotten Chinese labor corps in World War I. The prose is breathtaking, the research impeccable, but when Athena chokes to death while making midnight pandan pancakes, June's clumsy attempts at the Heimlich maneuver prove fatally inadequate. Left alone with both a dead body and a masterpiece manuscript, June feels not grief, but possibility. What begins as a seemingly innocent exercise, just finishing the beautiful prose left behind, transforms into calculated literary theft that will test not just her moral compass, but her very identity. The Last Front exceeds June's wildest dreams, sparking a publisher bidding war that ends with a life-changing advance from Eden Press. She quits teaching, attends exclusive industry events, and finally tastes the validation she's craved. Working with editor Daniela Woodhouse, June reshapes Athena's manuscript for commercial appeal, clarifying language, removing Chinese phrases, and crafting a more emotional ending. After multiple revisions, June can no longer separate Athena's words from her own additions, some of which become the editor's favorite passages. June's transformation continues when marketing suggests publishing as Juniper Song instead of June Hayward. She writes an article about the name change as honoring her background, maintaining strategic ambiguity about her identity. "I never actually lie about being Chinese," she justifies. "If people make assumptions, that's their problem." The novel's success exposes publishing's commodification of cultural identity and trauma. At Greenhouse Productions, executives pushed to expand a minor British character for crossover appeal, with a heartthrob like Benedict Cumberbatch, and seek a Chinese pop star with acceptable English. Though uneasy, June relinquishes creative control for the sake of reaching American audiences. This commodification crystallizes at the Chinese-American Social Club of Rockville. Organizer Susan Lee mistakenly assumed June was Chinese because of her middle name, Song. The reading proceeds well until June meets Mr. James Lee, whose uncle served in the Chinese Labor Corps. As he tearfully thanks her for telling this forgotten story, June admits, "I don't know if I was the right person to tell this story." Mr. Lee grips her hands, saying, "We need you. My English, it is not so good. Your generation has very good English. You can tell them our story." His sincerity only intensifies her guilt as she realizes she's an outsider receiving their gratitude under false pretenses. Despite her meteoric rise, June discovers literary fame's fragility. While The Last Front climbs bestseller lists, criticism intensifies. Though most reviews are glowing, one-star reviews strike viciously, labeling her work uninspired colonizer trash and white woman exploitation. The harshest blow comes from critic Adele Sparks Sato, whose viral essay accuses June of using the suffering of Chinese laborers as a site for melodrama and white redemption. This spawns countless think pieces about cultural appropriation in historical fiction. The criticism escalates into scandal when @AthenaLeasGhost questions June's authorship. Thousands attack her for publishing as June Song instead of Hayward, calling it the literal definition of yellowface. Critics compare her Instagram photos to Scarlett Johansson's controversial Ghost in the Shell casting, while self-appointed literary detectives scrutinize The Last Front for Orientalist tropes. June becomes consumed with monitoring every platform where book bloggers and influencers post increasingly sensational content. Wild rumors spread, fake review purchases, sock puppet accounts harassing critics, fetishization of Asian culture. Each online moment feels like thousands of strangers dissecting her life, searching for new ways to mock or threaten her. After publishing Mother Witch to initial praise, June's brief triumph collapses when Adele Sparks Sotto reveals irrefutable evidence that the novella's opening lines were stolen from an unpublished Athena Liu story. As June retreats from social media, her Wikipedia page brands her a serial plagiarizer, and her professional relationships crumble. Though her sales paradoxically increase, becoming the alt-right's example against cancel culture, June considers abandoning writing entirely. Creatively paralyzed, she searches Wikipedia for Chinese historical events to adapt, then questions her motives. Her attempts to find authentic stories in DC's Chinatown end when she's recognized as that girl who stole Athena Liu's work and asked to leave. June begins experiencing what she believes are supernatural visits from Athena. Her dreams replay Athena's final moments with escalating horror, the panicked eyes, desperate gasps, and violent convulsions. In the worst versions, Athena reanimates vengefully, reaching for June's neck to return the favor. June's paranoia peaks when Athena's Instagram account reactivates with disturbing images and demands a meeting at Georgetown's Exorcist Steps at 11 the next night. Despite suspecting a trap, June arrives armed and ready to confront whatever awaits her. At the steps, a disembodied voice echoing Athena's torments June with questions about her inspiration, motives, and the price of stolen success. Under this psychological pressure, June finally confesses to stealing the manuscript, admitting her envy of Athena's talent and her desperate grab for success. The truth proves both mundane and crushing. Athena's former editor, Candace Lee, orchestrated everything, the Instagram posts, messages, and this confrontation, to record June's confession. When June begs for silence, Candace delivers a biting commentary on how the publishing industry exploits Asian writers while restricting their opportunities.